listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Tune in every Saturday morning at 8:30 a.m. for Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen. Lifeline is a live program of inspirational teaching and your calls for prayer. That's Lifeline every Saturday morning at 8:30 a.m. on the Good News Station, WCNO. Godfrey Electric is a fourth-generation, full-service electrical contractor serving St. Lucie, Martin, Palm Beach, and Broward counties. Godfrey Electric specializes in industrial, commercial, and residential electrical service work. Godfrey Electric, an underwriter of the WCNO Ministry, is available on the web at www.godfreyelectric.com or at 561-833-3753.
You belong to God, who bought you with his son, with the blood of his son. When you belong to God, do you really think that God's just gonna let you slide? You think God's gonna leave you in forgetfulness?
Welcome to Capturing His Conscience with Pastor Bernard King, Sr. Pastor Bernard is Senior Pastor of Cornerstone Bible Fellowship in Delray Beach, Florida. The focus of our ministry is to be more than ordinary servants for an extraordinary God. This is your host, Tom Moon. In today's program, we're going to continue the series on the book of Hosea. Pastor Bernard will be teaching from Hosea chapter 13, verses 6 through 13. Now here's Pastor Bernard with the continuation of the message, There Is No God Like Me. God, part two.
Well, I want you to notice in this study of over 2,000 adults, guess who they forgot? God. How often do we forget God? We forget God when there's a crisis. We forget God when things are good. We forget to bring God when we are coasting along in our lives, things seems like everything is status quo, everything is just, and all of a sudden, did I have my devotions today? Did I tell God good morning today? Did I forget to bring God in before I got into this conversation that was going to be difficult for me to have with my spouse or with a coworker today? It moves me to sometimes we really forget who really butters our bread. And that's what we find in verse 6 in Hosea. Nation of Israel forgot. Forgot who blessed them. Forgot who brought prosperity to them. The analogy I love in verse 6 is of cows grazing and feeding in the pastures. Oh, cow, did you forget who provided the pasture for you? Oh, Lamb of God, sheep of God, do you forget where you graze and who provides for us? Yes, it's tragic what we see. We see a group of people, God's people. We're not talking about the world. We don't expect the world to entertain God. He is specifically speaking about his people. And it's tragic that they're trampling over and disrespecting and dismissing what God has warned them about. Oh, yes, he's warned them in the past. Hold your place here. Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 10 through 14. I love God has all the bases covered. We can never say, well, you never told me that, God. Or I don't remember that, God. Oh, God has reminded them and warned them. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 10 through 14. And the sad thing, we read Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 10 through 14, like that was something that happened thousands of years ago, B.C. But I submit to you, in this current context, we think and act just like they did. Deuteronomy 8, verses 10 through 14. We pick it up at verse 10, chapter 8. God is speaking to the people of Israel, his own people. When thou hast eaten and are full, what are you supposed to do? Then you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land which he gives you. Beware Cornerstone Bible Fellowship. Beware Christian. Beware that you forget not the Lord your God in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command thee this day. Oh, America, don't forget. Don't forget, Mr. President. Don't forget, Mr. Governor. Don't forget, husband, head of your home, wife, co-leader of your home, or single mom, or single dad. Don't forget. Keep his commandments. Verse 12. Lest when you have eaten and are full, and has built goodly homes or goodly houses and dwelt therein. In other words, I gave you 10,000, 15,000 square foot, and I put you on the causeway. I put you in a nice, expensive real estate. I built your house for you. I gave you a nice house with a lot of square footage. I've made it beautiful for you. I've made it comfortable for you. I've made it easy for you. You just walk in the house, and your house speaks to you and describes what temperature you would like. I've made it easy. I've made it good. Verse 13. And when thy herds and thy flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied, verse 14, then thy heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. How many of you guys know that prosperity will often lead to pride? Prosperity produces pride and forgetfulness of God. The text focuses and talks about in context about Egypt. Did you know that Egypt represents the world? Egypt is a type of the world. And when you're in the world, we were all, before we came to Jesus Christ, we were enslaved to the world. We were in bondage to the world, were we not? But now that God has delivered you from the world, have you forgotten him? I'm saved. I'm born again. I'm going to heaven. But yet, you have yet to entertain the Lord recently. God has laid a request on your heart, and you said no. You silenced his voice. You rationalize and you justify your behavior. Yes, even Jesus Christ warned against that for homework. Look at it, Mark chapter 10, verses 21 to 25, that Jesus warned about don't forget the Lord. That was in Mark 10, verses 21 to 25. So, Pastor, can you let everybody know, can you give some examples of what does it look like to forget the Lord? What does it look like when we forget God? I'm going to give you some statements. I want you to write them down, and this will give you an idea if that you're at a very dangerous, precarious place. You're at a place where you should not be when you forget God. When you forget God, when a person forgets God, who he is, his influence, his authority, when you forget God, this is what it looks like. Number one, your feelings replaces the role of faith. Your feelings replaces the role of faith. God asks us to put faith in him. We walk by faith and not by sight, but a lot of people walk by feelings. Now, again, I'm not anti-feelings. I only have an issue with feelings that are not sifted and that are not scrutinized and are not governed by the Spirit of God. Everybody hear me? God has feelings, but he's holy. He's righteous. But what about our feelings? Our feelings independent of the Spirit of God. Our feelings independent of the direction of the Word will get you in trouble. As the Bible says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Pastor, I feel that it's time for me to go to another church. Pastor, I feel that this is what we're going to do with our family. Pastor, I feel that you need to do this. Pastor, I said, wait a minute. Pastor, I feel we got to move. Pastor, I feel we're going to do this. I said, before you walk in your feelings, have you scrutinized it with the Spirit of God? Don't try to rationalize a selfish position. Don't try to justify a walk outside the purposes of God because you feel that way. Yes, it's easy to forget God. Well, I don't feel like I got to thank God every day. I don't feel like I got to do this. I feel like I earned this myself. I feel like I'm independent. Where was God when I did this? God had nothing to do with it. No, be careful. When you forget God, feelings replace the role of faith. And this is very heavy because when we think about what's going on in the political landscape, or say what's happening in a specific city, it might be Ferguson, Missouri, all right? And there might have been acts. There have been acts where there seems that there's a perception of injustice about a specific people group. Be careful. Because sometimes, no matter what the evidence says, no matter what the truth is, it can be right in your face about the position you should take. But because you are still frozen in time, you're still caught into your racial politics, you're caught into your ideology, you're caught into things that no matter what the Bible says to you, you says, I don't care what God says. But the truth is, I don't care. My feelings have been hurt. And I have a right to sit in my feelings. I have a right to interpret my world. I can interpret my world with lenses of pain for the rest of my life. But you don't understand. Sounds like a person or a people group or a nation is forgetting God. They're moving in their feelings versus moving in faith. How else do you know when someone forget God? Well, O, you are occupied with your will for your life versus God's will for your life. F is your feelings. O is that you are occupied with your will for your life and not God's will for your life. How do you know it's God's will for you to marry that person? How do you know it's God's will to do that with those resources and that money? How do you know that's God's will? Jesus made it very clear, even in that garden, when he was agonizing, getting ready to face the separation from his Father. Everything in his humanity screamed out, God, we can do this another way. Everything in his humanity, but yet his humanity is holy. He said, not my will, but yours be done. You need to know by the Christ, God will serve you. If you've not experienced it, God's going to give you an opportunity to be like Jesus. You live long enough, there'll be circumstances and situations in your life where God says, okay, child of God, okay, son of God, daughter of God, here's an opportunity to be like my son, Jesus Christ, in the Garden of Gethsemane. It's a tough decision about your family. It's a tough decision with that employer. It's a tough decision with that coworker. It's a tough decision you got to make about spiritual things. It's a tough decision you got to make about your life. Will you be able to say, Lord, I don't want to forgive this person. Nevertheless, not what I want, but your will be done. Lord, I got some choice words for that man when he come home, and I ain't got to work with it because I'm ready. I got my machine gun ready. I'm ready to blast that man because I'm really quick, and he's really slow. Nevertheless, God, even though he burns me up, I am filled with frustration. But not my will, but your will be done. Lord, they hurt me. Lord, they injured me. Lord, they robbed money from me. Lord, they've embarrassed me. They've humiliated me. Lord, they don't respect me. But I'm not going to forget God. I'm not going to move in my feelings. So I'm going to move right now in faith. I'm not going to be occupied with my will. But your will be done in my life. What else happens? We're going to go through this word, forget. What else happens? Well, our feelings replace the role of faith. We are occupied with your will versus God's will for your life. And you reject God's authority and accountability. People that forget God, it's easy for them to reject any kind of accountability. The pastor is trying to make you accountable about certain things. You say, that's my business, pastor. Step off. Don't make me accountable for how I'm supposed to live. I only live this way on Sundays. Uh-oh. I'm only a Christian a certain time of the week. And, you know, I can apply the Bible when it works for me. I apply the scriptures then. When you reject God's authority and accountability, isn't that the essence of pride, where you've elevated yourself as your own personal authority? When Jesus Christ declared in the book of Matthew, he said, all authority, all power is given to me in heaven and in earth. Guess what? That includes your home. That includes your house. That includes what goes on between the space between your ears. That includes what goes on in your heart. Jesus said, if I rule and let the peace of God rule in your heart, I am your Lord and your God. But if you're in that forgetful thing, you reject that. And when you move in your feelings, occupied with your own will, you reject God's authority and accountability, then G, you are gripped by an idolatrous heart. You are gripped by an idolatrous heart. All these statements line up with what's happened to the nation of Israel. And all these points line up with what we do today in this context when we forget God. See, that's the problem when we give too much attention to self-esteem. Self-esteem that's not directed by God's word. Self-esteem is where you elevate yourself. See, don't you guys realize that the problem with the person, the perpetrator that breaks the law, he has too much, she has too much self-esteem. That's why they can do the things that they do. Heartless. Because they're filled with themselves. They're gripped by an idolatrous heart. So they always worship what the passions, and the passions leads and guides them and becomes their God. Real quickly, feelings replace the role of faith. You're occupied with your will versus God's will in your life. You reject God's authority and accountability. You're gripped by an idolatrous heart. And guess what? It's easy, that's E, easy to entertain and justify sin. Yeah, it's a strong sign that you've forgotten God, you forget God, because you can rationalize and justify all your selfish agendas. You can rationalize. And here's a clever one. Sometimes we even get scripture and say it's biblical to justify sin in our lives. Well, they're in love, Pastor. What's wrong with love? What kind of love? What's the source of that love? Because God is love. So all my reference point, my standard for love should be established not by a certain practice or orientation or lifestyle. My understanding of love should not be established by man, but established by the cross. And what greater love than this, than God laid down himself, laid his son on the cross for us? If you want to know if you're in love, start with God. But when you love yourself, you know, it's easy to forget God. It's easy to move in that place that all of a sudden God, right now, it's easy to justify. So I can watch that movie. Ain't nothing wrong with that. They only had about 10 seconds of that stuff. I can read that. I can watch that. I can do this. I'm okay. Because guess what, Christian? It's all about grace. Grace is amazing. Not that kind. Not the kind that affords you the opportunity to be lawless before a holy God. Everything is grace, Pastor. Ease up. You're too literal. You take the Bible literal. Amen. So when we forget God, T is the last one. You notice I spelled out forget. T is you trust and respect man before you trust and respect God. I don't need to pray because I'm trusting God. I trust myself on this one. I trust my life experience. I trust my expertise. I trust my comrades. I've researched. I've studied. So why do I need to trust God on this one? I don't need God on this one. No, Israel, you stop trusting God, you begin to trust other things, and you lost respect for God, and you're more concerned about what man thinks about you. You're more concerned about meeting your expectations, and you've lost trust and respect for God. That's what it looks like when we forget God. Now, I want you to go home. I want you to think about how you're doing. How you doing? I knew I was going to go through all these passages today, but God parked me right there because I myself had to walk through this whole process and say, wait a minute, can pastors forget about God? I got to do my checklist. I got to check out what role has feelings played in my decisions lately, and what have I been occupied with? God's will for this church? Or my will for this church? And what does it come down to about the authority of who God is? Am I the authority, or is God the authority? And I can't be gripped by the grace of God. Pray for me. I don't get gripped by an idolatrous heart because I want more stuff and I want more things and I want to think it's about me. No, Pastor, you can't do that, Pastor, because before you know it, Pastor, it'll be easy to justify. And here's how we do it. I'm only human. Cut me a break. Cut me some break. Do you understand the kind of life I deal with? Do you understand the kind of family I come from? Do you understand, Pastor, you don't understand me because you can identify? And who do I trust? That's what it looks like when we forget God. And real quickly, I'm going to look at the consequences of that in verse 7, and we'll pick up the rest of it next time. Forgetting God will fast forward you to a fierce response from God. Now that we know what it looks like to forget God, do you think God says, I'm not noticing anything. I'm so disengaged from that person right now. It doesn't matter. When you belong to God, who bought you with his son, with the blood of his son, when you belong to God, do you really think that God's just going to let you slide? You think God's going to leave you in forgetfulness? He could take your sins, praise God, and cast them in a sea of forgetfulness. He's not forget that you belong to him. And then all of a sudden, it's time to go to the holy woodshed. I don't know about you, but I don't like to line up for that woodshed thing. But if you belong to God, God says, he chastens those that he hates. No, he chastens those that he loves. Now, I hope your heart's not saying, well, I don't want that kind of loving. I ain't signed up for that kind of loving, God. No, because you're too much in love with yourself. And because you're too much in love with yourself, you're misinterpreting the chastening. Verses 7 and 8, as we read, when you're forgetting God, we'll fast forward you to a fierce response from God. Wow. Therefore, I will be unto them as a lion, as a leopard, by the way, will I observe them. I will meet them as a bear that is bereaved of her whelps, and rend the call of their heart. And there will I devour them like a lion. The wild beast shall tear them. What's that, God? Whoa. When we neglect and we're disrespectful and we display an ungrateful heart, when we forget God, God will respond. It's not that God hates us. Is that he wants to humble us. He doesn't hate you. He wants to humble you because he knows your habit. He knows that you got to get broke sometimes, broken in spirit, broken with resources before he gets your attention. And God uses three animals that are mentioned. And in early Palestine, these animals, the lion, the leopard, and the bear. The lions, the leopard, and the bear. Oh my, these lions. In Palestine, they were known to be relentless when they killed their prey. Leopards didn't come with a white flag of truce. Leopards were tearing to their prey. Lions were tearing to their prey. And you notice he highlighted Mama Bear. Oh, boy. She's not too happy if someone should take her little cubs. And I know I can say this, so if I get in trouble, y'all just pray for me when I get home. But don't mess with Gloria when you're messing with her children. You got to deal with Mama Bear. Mama, my child? Oh, no. Why you think you went up to that school making sure that they did everything right? Why you think you didn't take the steps to fight and defend? Because that was your baby. And you went up there with teeth and claws. And it was effective. Well, God says, I'm chastening with some teeth. I'm chastening with some claws. Because you belong to me.
We thank you for joining us today for the continuation of Pastor Bernard's message, There Is No God Like Me, God, Part 2. In today's program, Pastor Bernard gave us several important points that will indicate if we have forgotten God. What about you? Does any person, place, or thing take priority over God in your life? Do you find it easy to justify your sin? Do you trust and respect other people before you trust and respect the Lord? If so, these practices indicate your heart has departed from the Lord. You need to repent in order to establish a right relationship with Him. To learn more about a right relationship with God, please visit our website at cbfdelray.org or contact our office at 561-243-9127. We'd love to hear from you. We invite you to join us next week as we conclude the book of Hosea with the pastor's final message in this series. Our next program will be on Thursday at 1 p.m. Capturing His Conscience is a ministry of Cornerstone Bible Fellowship in Delray Beach, Florida. Until next time, this is Tom Moon encouraging you to be more than an ordinary servant for an extraordinary God.
God, you are